Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Part of your community, part of your morning.
Star 102.5.
So yesterday, in the 9 o'clock hour, we're just finishing up wrapping up the show, and Colleen spilled a little bit of coffee, and this is what you heard. And off the air, Star 102.5 went.
I literally knocked the station off the air.
Knocked the station off the air.
And for a good chunk of time.
Yes.
Our engineer was able to get some stuff going, but even the board really wasn't up and running for a little while after that. It was a problem.
It was a big screw up. Yes. And you were, it's a big deal, but you were,
I was just trying to figure out how I'm going to pay for a new board.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm on the phone with our insurance guy wondering if my umbrella policy will cover this kind of a mistake.
Who told you to calm down? I did. Mr. Panic.
But sometimes I know that's when it's bad, is when you start.
You're right.
Like, I can see
you're
it in your
absolutely
eyes.
Absolutely
like,
right.
What's coming out of your mouth is, it'll be okay. But what I see in your eyes is, oh, man, it has hit the fan.
It has. And then I prance down the hallway going, it wasn't me.
So, everybody was thinking that.
I'm glad it wasn't me.
Anyway.
I'm glad everything's okay. I'm glad you're still with us.
Yes, and you guys are making me feel better this morning.
So what was your big spill, 280-1025? Good morning, Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Hi, I had a story for Colleen.
Oh, yes,
I make
please.
Her feel better.
All right. It always makes me feel better. When my mother was working at a company in Ankeny back in the 70s, she had a file. That was her only job. And they had a file system. It was probably 48 inches tall, but it took up the whole wall. And she kept filing, and she kept leaving the drawers open. And pretty soon, the whole wall system fell down. And she said hundreds of files just shot out. All the paper shot out. Everything. She said it shook the building. Everyone came running.
Oh, my gosh.
And then to have to try and put them all back in.
Yeah, what a nightmare.
I know.
So anytime something bad happens to me, I think of that story and I feel better.
Oh, it does. It warms my heart.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you. That's a good mom.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Good morning, Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz.
So you're going to love this. I didn't spill anything. But yesterday when you guys went off the air, I was driving to Webster City.
Yes.
Okay.
And I reach over to turn the heat off because it was just warm in the car. And I'm like, man, it's hot. I turned the heat off and the radio went off. And I'm like, what the hell did I just do? So I'm pushing the radio button thinking, how did I turn the radio off? With the heat control, right?
What's your name?
I'm pushing the button. I pull my sunglasses off. I'm looking at it because it's a digital panel.
Right.
I'm pushing the button. I'm like, what the hell did I just do? Colleen, you took out my whole radio system, just so you know, because I turned off the heat.
I know. What's your name?
My name is Dory, and I'm sorry that happened to you, but at least now we know, because I'm like, I had to listen to 107.5. Do you know how painful that was?
Oh, gosh.
I'm so sorry. I was going to say, you apologized to Dory.
I inflicted such pain, panic. I mean, I caused your ears a hardship.
I'm just glad my heat's still working.
That's funny. And I'm sorry, Dory, that here Dory's thinking it's all her fault. Like, what did I do?
I know. That's why the apology is needed.
I almost pulled over because I'm like, what the hell did I just do?
Yeah, what else will shut off
the
now?
Heat, the radio's dead. What is going on here?
That's funny. Thanks for sharing that story.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, winner 2.5.